Weiter in Chasser and Daf Samach Beis, picking up a Samach Aleph and Beis, about a Mishnah. Today is Peru Uruvu Day, my friends. Let's jump in, Zakta Mishnah. Lo Yivat Alim Apir Viruvi Alim, Kein Yishol Banim, person can't stop doing Peru Uruvu, being fruitful and multiply, until he has two children. Machlokas, what those children have to be. Beishami Omrim, Shnei Zacharim, it's got to be two boys. Once you have two boys, you're Mekayim the Mitzah. Beisilom Zachar Unakeva, it's got to be a boy and a girl. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Zachar Unakeva Baraam. And because Baruch Hu created Adam, he created Zachar Unakeva. Therefore, that's what you need. Says Gemara, Hayeshlo Banim, Apir Virivia, but if you have children, then you can be Mevatim Peruvu, but Meisha Labata, you can't not have be married. He's got to be married. Messiah Leather Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel da Amar. He says, Af al pi sheyesh lo adam kama banim with children, a person has many children. Lamud aser lamud below. Isha tasser to be without a woman. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, lo tov yos adam levado. It's not good for a man to be alone. Vikadami, some say, ha yesh lo banim if he has children. Batam per revu, batam nami shat. Are you allowed to be mevatel from revu? And you let me about from having a wife also, both of them. This is knock him off, right? Who says that you have to be married even if you have children? Answer is lo. Ain't lo banim if he has no children. This is what it means. Then no seisha bas banim. He has to marry a woman who can give birth. Yesh lo banim if he has children. Then no seisha de lav banim. All it means is that you still have to be married, but it doesn't have to be someone who's going to be fruit bearing. You know, someone that's going to be able to have children. Even without that, you're still good to go. Nafkamina limkor sefer tar b'shil banim. What's a nafkamina when it comes to these ideas of whether you have kids, you don't have kids, is limkor sefer tar b'shil banim, to sell a sefer Torah in order to have children. Gemara way throwback back to Megillah Chaf Zayin. When are you allowed to sell a sefer Torah? There are only a few circumstances you can. This is one of them. If they have children already, you can't sell a sefer Torah for them, but if you're not, then you'll be able to sell it even to have children. Or to afford to have a wife, in order to go ahead and have a kid. All right. Beishami, Om Shin Zacharim, the Mishnah said, Beishami said, you have to have two boys. My time at Beishami, what's the reason for Beishami? You have to have two boys, you'll fit in Moshe, and then for Moshe Rabbeinu. The Chesed says, by Moshe, B'nei Moshe, Gershom Eliezer. Moshe Rabbeinu had two kids, Gershom Eliezer. Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons, Zechsev, B'nei Moshe, and Gershom, Ve'eliezer. And then what happens? He went and he separated from his wife. So clearly, two kids. B'Selah, what do they say? Yalfinim and B'riyos HaShalom, learn from the creation of the world. B'Shameh, Lil from B'riyos HaShalom. Why did B'Shameh learn from creation of the world like B'Selah? Simply because ain't done in Efshar. Beep, turn the page. Me'efshar. You can't learn Efshar from E'efshar. Samach Beis, I'm a Beis. I'm an Aleph. Kind of had to happen that way, where there was a Zachar and a Kiva born, otherwise they wouldn't have been able to have any kids afterwards. But once we have around the world that there are kids that exist, and if we don't have to go ahead and do this thing that you have to be the one to do a Zachar and a Kiva, that's why I don't learn that from there. Beis Hillel, Nami Lil from Moshe. Why does Beis Hillel learn from Moshe Benu? Amrilach, sit back. Moshe Midai Tehudavid. He did according to his own Das. Titania is learned in a Braisa. And we don't learn out from someone who did it from their own Das. Shlosha Devarim, Asa Moshe Midai Tehudavid. The three things that Moshe Benu did from his own Das, he decided upon this to be a throwback to Shabbos Peizayan. And that is as follows. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was on par. He liked it. Perish ben Isha, he separated himself from his wife. Vishivas Luchos, he broke the Luchos. Hosef Yom Echad, and he added a day. Rashi says, Hosef Yom Echad, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Armelo. Vigidashtam Yom Umachar, Vahu Amar Hayom, Hayu Nechonim, Lashosis Yomim. When it came to the 3 days, Shosha Me'akabala, before we accepted the Torah in our Sinai, Hashem said only two. Moshe Benu added a third. And Hashem was good. Perish ben Isha, separated my darsh. What did he darsh to work that out? Ami said the following: My Yisrael, kal v'chomer, shalom debri yomam shkina ela b'fisha. Kodesh Baruch Hu only speaks to him at certain times. B'kovel lahem zman, he gives him a particular. He sets up the time when it's going to be. Amar Torah al tikchol isha, says don't be with your wife and separate to be able to have that relationship, to be able to speak to Hashem. And Isha b'yuchid l'dibur b'chol shavasha. I am ready to be speaking to Hashem at any time, at any moment. Lo kovel lizman, there's no particular time. Al chaskam v'kam, I'm supposed to have to separate myself. V'skima daitel adasamakom. Shenam hadam inol Hashem was good with that, because Lech says after Har Sinai, says Lech Emor Lahem Shuvu Lachem Lo Loichem Bata Po Amod Imadi, that he says to send Hashem, says to Klai Yisrael, now you go and be back with your families, except for you stay with me. Shiba is a luchos. I didn't know this breaking the luchos was, what was it, why did he choose to do that? My darsh, what did he darsh? And Omer, he says Uma Pesach, by the court, we know that by Karm Pesach, Shu Echad Mishesh Meos, Shlosh Esrei Mitzvos, one of the 613 Mitzvos, Torah says, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yochel Bo,
anyone who's not connected with Judaism, essentially, Ben Nechar, doesn't eat from it, really connect with Avodah Zarah, then HaTorah Kula, and when it comes to giving the entire Torah, we saw a Mumrim, and the Jewish people were a Mumrim, right? They were involved at the Egel HaZav. How much more so we should go ahead and not have this and break it? Was good with this, that he was masking. Asher Shibarto, when Moshe Rabbeinu came along and destroyed it, it says, that he speaks about the idea of the luchos. The full pasuk says, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, psalachos shni luchos avadim gerishonim, v'chesavti al luchos esdavim asher yu al luchos harishonim asher shibarta." What's asher shibarta? We dash in Rami Shlakish. Amar leHakadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe. He says, "Yisher kocha chashi shibarta, shkoyach that you broke it." Asher is the lesson of ishur that he was on board with the fact that he did it. Host of Yomecha Midaito, he added one day to his own das from his own understanding, my darish tchsev v'kidashtem ayom umachar, to sanctify yourself today and tomorrow. This is what Hashem says, that go tell them to do today and tomorrow. Hayom kimachar, today should be like tomorrow. Ma machar leilom imo, just like tomorrow, the night was with it. So to today also, afayom leilo imo, the night should be with it. V'layla da'ida nafakle, but the night is already gone. It was told to them during the day, on Wednesday during the day. So therefore, they didn't have Tuesday night, Wednesday. So it was Wednesday, then it has to be Thursday, has Wednesday night and Thursday. Friday has Thursday night and Friday. And then in order to have a full 3 days that it should be, the first one is like the second one, you have to add another one as well, and that'd be another day. And therefore he goes along and he tells them to make sure that you add another day. That's where he came from. Shema mino, tre yomi lebar me'aida, 2 days besides the day that he's saying to do right now. And the Rav Hashem was good with him. How do we know that the Hashem was good with this? Because it only came down on Shabbos. It says Rashi, at Shabbos, b'zach Shabbos, perek Rabbi Akiva, karbino, they were separated on the 4th, which is Wednesday. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu came down on Shabbos. That's the third. The first day wasn't counted because the night wasn't with it. Tanya, you have another way of learning a price between Bishami Salami kids. You gotta have Rabbi Nasa. No, Mary Bishami Rami says Shtein Zachar Mishtein the Kevas. He says you have 2 boys and 2 girls. Right? We said before that he said 2 boys and Bishil said a boy and a girl. Now he's saying Bishami says you have to have 2 boys and 2 girls. So Bishil Omim Zachar and a Keva, 1 boy and 1 girl, you good. That hasn't changed. Amar Avuna says, "My time of Rabbi Nasan will be the Bishami." What's the pshat of it? It's according in the words of Bishami. Because the pasuk says, "Vatosef lo ledes es achiv es havel." He's learning out from Cain and Hevel being born, and the pasuk says Es Cain, Es Achiv Hevel. Right. So what does he say? We say Hevel va'achoso, Cain va'achoso. We learn out that the S is coming to include also having a sister that comes along with it. The Uksiv, and the pasuk says that Kishasli Elokim Zera Acher Tachas Hevel Kiharogo Cain. That Hashem has gave me another kid instead of Hevel. Because Cain killed them. So that comes out now, 2 boys, 2 girls. Cain, Hevel, each of the sisters. Hevel ends up, he's Donsky, Shays takes his place. You have 2 boys, you got 2 girls. And they say, not like that, I don't understand that pasuk. Oduyehu dekabotis, she was just saying that she was saying thank you to Hashem for the fact that she had another kid after her kid was gone. And now we have version number 3 of this. Tanya Yidachar Ben Asan Rabbi Shami Yomim. They say Zachar Unakeva. That's a switcheroo right there. Ubeisil Ombeisil say O Zachar Unakeva. Either one. Amarava, my time of Rabbi Nasan Libid Rabbi Sel. I understand Beisil. It says either one. Shenemar Lo So Vero Leshevet Sitzara. I created the world not for nothingness, but in order to be inhabited. In other words, that we have some people here. Rashi says Lo Bar Olam Lo So Ela Leshevet Sliyos Asukim Yeshuva Shalolam. Should be building the world. V'ha avad la sheves, and by having either a boy or a girl, you've succeeded in doing that. Itmar, hayu lo banim biyotza ovid kochav miskay. Let's say a person had children, it wasn't Jewish yet. What's the deal? Does he yotze puravu or not? Riochan Amar, kiyam puravu, he was mekuyam. It's good. Rishakash Amar, lo kiyam puravu, was not the yotze puravu. Riochan Amar, kiyam puravu, says, why? D'ha havu lei, because he has kids. What's the problem? You know why? Because Gersh and his guy, Kikatan Shenolan Dummy, I guess his guy is like a brand new kid. We saw early enough Chaf Beis, a discussion of that, my Machlokas about that. But also, these go according to their own reasoning. De Itmar, as it is stated, how you lo bottom Yosov and Kochav and Niskai every yard kids before and then he was a Miskai being Yonachan and Omer Elo Bechor and Nachal. He is no Bechor when it comes to the idea of Nachal. It says Rashi, Ben Bechor, Shiulad lo Shem Yisgayer, and a little bit time. He doesn't take a double portion. Deho, Havali Rishis Ono, because he already had Rishis Ono. As the Pasuk says in Divarim, when it talks about Nachal, it says, Kias a Bechor ben Asnu Yakir lo says lo Pishnaim. You give a double inheritance. Becholashi Yimotze lo Kihu Rishis Ono. No, low. So this is Rishis Ono. You had that already. Therefore, when the next one that's born, once he's Mizgayer, is not considered the Rishis Ono, and therefore there's no double inheritance. Rishal Gishami says Yesh Lo Bechor Nachi does have Bechor Nachi. Why? Because Gershin is Gershin. No, La Dami. He's like a brand new person. Utsrich, we need to bring the machlokas in Rabbi Yochanan and Rishalkas in both cases, whether consider Gershon is Gary, Ketil, Shadol, Dummy, in reference to the fact that we're Kaim in the midst of Peruvu and to Bechor. Utsrich, the Ashmin, Bahai, Kamaisa, if we're just the first one in reference to Peruvu, Bahai, Kamar, Rabbi Yochanan, we would say over there, Rabbi Yochanan, that we count them as his kids and his mekamnitz of Peruvu. Bishum de Mekar, Nami, Bnei Peruvu, because there were also Bnei Peruvu beforehand as well. Rashi says, Dechsev, Vayomer Lahem, Peru Uruvu. This is a mitzvah that happens not only with the Jews, also with the non-Jews. Avalin Yenachal, when it comes to Nachal, the Labani Nachal, in which they don't have Nachal rules applying to them, and Mamodili Rishlakish, that it would be that they are. Maybe he would be moded to Rish Lakish to say that we don't look at this kid that he was born beforehand, and whoever is born afterwards is actually going to be a firstborn and get a double inheritance. Via to my brother, if just for the case of the inheritance, then Bahakam Rish Lakish, only there the Rish Lakish says that that's the case. That we don't look at the kids beforehand as if they existed, but this is the first one of Rabbi Yochanan. But over there, by the concept of Peru or Revu, maybe we'd say that he is Moda to Rabbi Yochanan, and we're going to say that these are actually kids. So if we have to give it in both cases, Tzricha. Hey, sir, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold he's like a Gersh, he's like a new kid, like a whole new world. And Reish Lakish says that it's Ketinik Shinolodami. So Rabbi Yochanan is a Kasha. But you say, Yishalach Brodach Baladan Ben Baladan Melech Bavel. You say that it's like a brand. Right. We see that they do have a shaykhis to their parents or grandparents and all that shtickle toy over here. When it says over here that Ba'isa Yishach Barodim, Aladim, Ben Melch Bavel, so what you going to do with that? Our Malay Rishukas is back to him. Right. There's a yichus as long as they're still not Jewish. Says Rashi, Mithyachsen Achre Avim, then we have such a thing. Nizgayu less Lucheis, but once they do, once they're Nizgayer, then it's over. Rashi says, maybe shown him to get cut on. Canola dummy, like a cottage to Nolad, and therefore one thing has nothing to do with the other anymore. Amar Rav says, I call him Adam Eved Chain Lochayas. Everyone agrees when it comes to an Eved Kenani, that it doesn't have any Chios, Chos. I don't know how to pronounce this word, but the point is they don't have any sort of lineage or genealogy that connected. Dixiv, as a Pasuk says, Shavulachem Po Imachamor. This is Avram Tez too. Who's he talking to? He's talking to. Really focusing on Eliezer over here. Speaking to Eliezer and Yishmael, but it's referencing Eliezer, who was a slave, who was Eved Kenani. Am Hadom L'Chamor. It's a nation that's compared to a Chamor. To be a Kenani, an Eved Kenani, this is someone who's like a Chamor, and there's no connection between a donkey and his parents, so too, over here also, there's no connection by an Eved Kenani. It says by Shaul that he had his slave that was called, his name was Ziva, and it says that Ziba had 15 sons and 20 slaves. So what do we see? Indeed, it does go ahead and show some sort of yichus. Amar of Achabar Bar Yaakov, Kipar Ben Bakar. Just like when we say there's a par ben bakar, oh, look at his yichus, that's all it means. I'm just saying that the father, this is a child, but has no real significance. Yachi, if that's really true, you want to say calling him the sons doesn't mean anything. The Hasam Nami, also when we brought the Brodach Baladan, who was a kid of Baladan. So why over there are you saying that that's any sort of yichus as well, that we asked the question? As you know, Shani, also it's different. Yachsinu b'shmayu b'shmadavu, and it said the name and the name of the father. That already creates some sort of reality, right? Some sort of actual significance. But here it doesn't mefarsh, it just says sons, it just says kids. So therefore, it
becomes insignificant. V'boyseim, another answer. Another answer to show that, yes, by goyim, there is yichus before they convert, one following son, father, son. Yachsinu b'duchta achriti ba'avuon ba'aba da'avuon. We have a place where it mentions the father and the father's father. Dichsev, v'yishlachim ha'melech, this is in Malachim. It says, v'yishlachim ha'melech asab El Ben Hadad, Ben Tavrimon, Ben Chezion, Melech Aram, Yosef, Bedamesek Lamar. Must be the Yichus actually is significant, even when by Goyim, as long as they still are Goyim. Itmar, let's get back into Peruvu. Hoyulubadu Meso Zippers had children, and Rechamonu Litzlan, the kids end up dying. Rebbe, well, everyone dies eventually, but it means before him. Rav Huna Amar Bu says, Kiyim Peruvu is Makayim the Mikur, the Mitzvah Peruvu, you good to go. Rav Yochanan Amar, Lokiyim, you're not Makayim the Mitzvah, and he's got to have more kids. Rav Huna Amar Kiyim is Makayim, why Misham Rav Asi? Because Rav Asi comes and says, the Amar of Asi. Rav Asi says, Ain Ben David Ba, Ach Yichlu Kol Neshama Shabaguf. Rashi explains that there's an outside, there's a chamber, Shishmo Guf, and that's where the neshamas are stored. And once you bring the neshamas out of Guf, then you're mekuyim the mitzvah of Peru or Ravu. And therefore, even if they pass away, you don't have to do anything afterwards. So B'davar is not going to come until she yichlu, and she's finished off all the neshamas in Guf. Shenema ki ruach milfanai ya'atof. As the pasuk says, a spirit from before me shall be late born. Okay, all right, so take a look over there for more on that. But the point is that once you go and you bring that out, you're good to go. Rav Yochanan Amar Lokim Peruvu, we're in Mekayim, why? Because L'Shevas Yitzhar B'Yinon. We know that the reason why Hashem created his door L'Shevas for it to be inhabited. That's what we need. V'Halakim, we don't have that anymore because the person passed away. Frak the Gemara. Kasha and Rav Huna, Meisvei, we have a Braisa. Beep, turn the page. Samach Beizum Abeiz. B'nei Banim Harehin Kibanim. Your children's children are like children. So this is the Kasha. So we're thinking over here is like this. So you have a guy, he has a kid. And he has a son and a daughter. One of them ends up dying. But the one that died has a son. So therefore, they have a grandkid. And this is a grandkid's like a kid. Therefore, what it's telling you is that that's the reason why now you're okay. As Rashi says, Kasaka daitach shemesa zachar in a cave of a hoyolo ben, sheet staifim achos aviv, oem achimo ein avia av chayev od, then you're not chayev anymore, but peruvir and peruvu. But time, what's the reason? Shahoyolo lemes ben, he had a kid. Halavach a bit of not, then lokiyim, you don't wear mekayim, the shevas beinon, the kasha of huna, because it has to be that it's upheld and it's living there. And this is a kasha on Rav Huna. And for the Gemara, no, Kitanya Hi, what was that Braisa taught in reference to what are we teaching that? That is Lahashlim, in order to be Mashlim, the actual original Chiyav. If you have, if a guy only has one son, and then that son gets married and has a daughter, now it's Mashlim that the person's like he has a son and a daughter, because Bebanim, Eri Kibanim. Rashi explains, so according to Rav Huna, even if a person had a son and a daughter, and the son and daughter both died during his lifetime, he's not chayv anymore. But what it means over there, try in English now, that the Bnei Banim or Kibanim, that's just to be Mashlim if he didn't fulfill his chiyuv in the first place. Meisvei, come again to the Kasha, again to Rav Huna, Bnei Banim or Kibanim. We says in the Braisa, grandkids are like kids. Meis Echamem, if one of the kids dies, Oshinim Sris, or it turns out to be that, let's say he has a kid and that kid is a Sris. Loki and Peruvu was not Makayim in the midst of Peruvu. To Yufta Rav Huna, this pretty much knocks out Rav Huna, doesn't it? It's Gemara Erechinami. To Yufta, he's done. Because we saw that if one of them died, then what's the deal? That he wasn't Makayim in the midst of Peruvu? So it's over. Back to the Bryce here. Break it down. But anybody, Mary Kibbutton, we say that grandchildren are like children. And the way we understand that is it's being mashlim. So that is a person goes and they have one kid and then they need to have another kid over there. So what happens is, or if let's say, no, it's talking about a case. That, yeah, if one of the kids dies, then it's being mashlim that that death, which knocked off Rafuna. So now, Savar by the memory, he wanted to say, bra libra. A grandson will fill in the spot for a son. If a guy has a son, that kid dies, but then he's a grandson, that son fills in. And a granddaughter fills in for a daughter. If you have a grandson, that'll fill in for a daughter who passes away. Aval, brata lebra lo. But if you have a granddaughter, that doesn't take the place of a grandson. Amalei Rava. Rava says, L'sheva yitzar abaya. But the pasuk says, it asked all we need is that what? That it should be L'Shevis, it should be
it should be inhabited. Va'ika, and in such a case, we have this. So even a granddaughter can take the place of a son who passes away. Now, says the Gemara, Kuli Amamius, everybody agrees, Trey Mechad Lo, that two grandchildren that come from one kid is not going to help to fulfill the mitzvah. Meaning, if one guy has two kids, a son and a daughter, and then each of them have kids, and then those, they end up dying, right? Their sons, not the grandchildren, but the kids, the first generation of kids. So then they left over kids, so then it's fine. But if, let's say, one of them dies, so you have a son and a daughter, let's say daughter dies, and their son has two kids, that's not going to take the place to be able to fill up the mitzvah. Vilo, frankly, Gemara, is that really true? The Gemara is going to end by saying, yeah, it is, but let's just try to bring our question and then our answer. Vilo, va'amirile, rabbanon, le'rev sheshes, nesiv itza, va'olid banai. Rav Sheshes only had one daughter, didn't have any sons, so they were telling him, go ahead and get other kids in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. So go ahead, marry a woman and have kids. Va'amirile, he said back to him, b'nei brati banai ninu. The sons of my daughters, they are like my sons. So what do you say? He's saying, I'm going to mekayim the mitzvah through my daughter, only from one kid. Right, from having one kid, having the grandkids, that's enough. So must be that you're wrong. He says, no, not wrong. He's really just pushing them off. Why? Because of Sheshes Iaker mi Pirkei Derev Huna. He became sterile. He wasn't able to have children because of the Shirim. Rashi says, why? What was the problem with the shiurim of Rav Huna? He gave very long shiurim. They really had to use the bathroom, and they didn't get up to go use the bathroom because they didn't want to walk out in the shiur. And by doing that, they ended up not being able to have any children. How do we know this that the Rabbanan said? It says Rashi, "Abnei Bito Koy." It's going on the Abnei Bito. The Ben Beno Pshitalon that's going to be considered like Banim, but Ben Bito. How do we know? Because maybe it's not. It says Rashi, "Abnei Banim Harei and Kibanim." How do we know that's the back on the Gemara? Sorry, Amalei Rabba Lerava Bar Mari Minah and Imili Minah Milsa Damer Rabbanan the Bnei Banim Harei Kibanim. When it comes to Bar the kids of your daughter. If you want to see, you will learn it out from the story of Love and Yaakov. It says, Abanos benosai, v'abanim banai. So what do you say? It says it's like it's his. So we see that the daughter's kids are like your kids. Alameata, but also says, Vatson soni, but the flock is my flock. Hachanami, you want to say that that's also his descendants and they related to him? Ela dekatani minai. All he was saying is that that came from me. And Hachanami, dekonis minai, this also came from me. Elamahacha, we learn it from the following in Divrei Yomim. V'achar b'chetzron el bas machir avigilad v'telid lo es sguv. Uksiv, and the pasuk says, mini machir yardu mechokikim. Uksiv, and it says, Yehuda mechokiki. Chetzron had a relationship with the daughter of machir, who was Gilad's father, and came out of that, sguv. And it says that it also says that from Machir came Mechokikim, those who gave Chukim, who were lawgivers. Now, we know Yehuda are the ones who are the lawgivers, the Mechokikim. So how could you say that they came from Machir, who was from a different Shevet known as Menashe? Must be that, what are we saying over here? We're saying that his daughter's kids, who came from Yehuda, and we say it's like they were Machir's own kids and they were from Menashe, even though they weren't. We consider it like it was from Menashe, so we see that the kids that come from the daughter are also like their own kids. Now, we said in the Mishnah that Lo Yivata Adam Mipir Vivir Elim Ken Yeshlo Bottom, a person can't stop having doing Puruvu until he has kids. What does that say? What the Mashmo says that once he has kids, he can stop. Says Gamar Masisa Delav Krabi Yeshua, Mishnah does not let go according to Bishua, the Tanya. Bishua Omer, Nasa Adam Isha Bialduso. Even if a person marries a wife, Bialduso, when he's young, Yisa Isha Bizignuso, you should still go out and marry someone else if you need to. Like if she passes away, she dies, something like that, you marry someone else. We get older. How you low bottom be older? So you have a kid when you're young. You low bottom so you have kids when you're older. Also, Shenamer is a plus success. Baboker zera is zarecha v'lo erev al tanach yodecha ki'en chayodea eze yichshar hazeh ozeh v'im shneim ke'achat tovim. Rashi says that la erev means leizik. La erev is leis ziknaso. So in the morning you should go and plant, and then in the evening, al tanich, don't leave there, because you don't know which one's going to be kosher, this one or that one, and if both of them, then that's great. Rashi says, is it Russia? Which ones are going to be the proper ones? And therefore, you should continue having kids even once you have kids. Someone learned Torah when he was young. Learn Torah when you are old. If you had students when you were young, in the morning, go out and plant your seeds. Famous Gemara time. Amru, they said about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of students. That is 24,000 for those numerically impaired. Migbas ad Antiparis. That's location, says Rashi. Bein Ayoros Halalu, Hayukulam. That's where they lived. Vukulam Mesu Beperkechad. All of them died during the same time period. Rachman al Islam. Pnei Shal Nogu Kevod Zebed Lezeh. Because they didn't give honor one to the next. Wow, we were. Vahay Olam Shamim. And the world was Shamim. Rashi says, Shamim means Shenishtachacha Torah. The world is going to forget all of Torah now because this is where the link of Tosh Bapeh. Achab Rebbe Kiva Yitzor Besenu. Shabadaram Ushna Olaham, until he came to this, the great sages in the south, and he taught them. Who were they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shamua. Vehem, Heim, Hamidu Torah, Osa Shah. And they were the ones who were up to hold the Torah at that time. Tana, Kula Mesu, Pesach, Alatzeres, all died from Pesach until Alatzeres, till Shavuos, Amr, Rabbi Chama. The blunder strikes again. Here we are. Amr, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Abba, Chama says, Vitema. Amr, Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Abba, Vitema, Rabbi Chia, Bar Avin. Kula Mesu, Misera, all of them died a pretty bad death. Mahi, what was the death they died from? Amr, Rabbi Nachman, Askara. Died from Askara, which is basically like swelling of the throat until they end up dying. Bad news. Rav Masa, says, halachic Rabbi Yoshua. The halacha is like Rabbi Yoshua, and that is that once you have children, doesn't mean you stop, like the Mishnah says, but rather you continue and just keep having them kids. Amrav Tachman, Amrav Chanilai, call them Shen Lo Ishen, who doesn't marry, Chari below Simcha, below Bracha, below Tova. They are dwelling in a matter of, they don't know happiness, they have no blessing, they have no goodness. Below Simcha, Dichsev, Samachta, Tov, Besecha, because upon success, you shall rejoice, you and your house, meaning your house, meaning your spouse. To place blessing in your home, which is referencing Ishtecha again. It's not good for a person to be by the man for be by himself. I mean, Eretz Yisrael used to say, you're without Torah and without a wall, without a home, without protection. Below Taira, the Siv Haim Ain Ezrasi B. Visushia Nidcha Mimeni. Pasuk says, is my own helpmate not with me? Is wisdom to be thrown away from me? Says Rashi. Rashi, that not all women are going to like if they are progressive and want to throw away the ways of the Torah. But it says like this, Haim Ain Ezrasi B. Ishti. Dichsev. What does that mean? Ezrasi means Ishti, my wife. Rashi says, Ezer Kenegdo. Miyad Toshia Nidcha Mimeni. I'm going to be thrown away from my studies, from steiging, from learning. Because he has to be dealing with mundane matters that's going to stop him, you know, cleaning up the house, getting things in order, and which is going to stop him from his ability to be able to steig, to be able to learn. So therefore, the person's going to be without Torah. Belochom, without a wall, to siv, nekeva to sofiv gover. A woman surrounds the man, protects him from inappropriate thoughts in the matter and the like. Rava bar Ulamar below shalom without peace. Dichsev, the pasuk says, v'yodato ki shalom aholecha ufakarata navcha velo secheta. Rashi says, the ohel is talking about your wife. Rashi says, v'yodato ki shalom aholecha bezman sheyesh lecha ohel atam yevin ohel ve'in ohel lo ela ishto. Don't call your wife a tent, but you know. Shenemar shuvu lachem lo olechem. Go back to your tents. So we see over here that what? That you're going to have peace if you have a wife. Amar Rabbi Shimon Levi, Kol Yodei Beishto Shi Yerushalayim. Anyone who knows that his wife, anyone that his wife is a Yerushalayim, Ve'ino Pokta, and he doesn't have a relationship, Rashi says, Betashvish Beish Onasa, Beish Onasa, Nikochota is called a sinner. Shanamar V'yadata Ki Shalom Alecha. And you shall know that the tent is Shlema. Rashi says, Shlema Beirushalayim. Yeah, and then you're not going to have any Avedas from being involved with that. If a person is going on a trip, he has to be with his wife, says Rashi, Mishum Shemis Avelo, Bosa Shayose. He wants her more at that time. Next, what you're learning from here, we're learning from another pasuk, which is found in Bereshis. Vel Ishech Tishukaseich. this is after the Aveda with the Eitz Hadas. So it says, Ve'yishech Luchech, that you're going to crave your husband. That's Rashi says, Taiva Secha. We learn from here that when he's going on the road that she's a taiva for him. So that's where we learn it from. The Rabbi Shuben Levi Shtickel that spoke up that says that Chayv Adam Lufkos Ishto in time when he's going to the Derech, because V'yadatki Shalom Alecha, that's coming to teach you an added point of that, and that is that Samach Levesta, that is at the time when it's close to her getting her Veses, that she's going to see her period. Rashi says, Afagav Damar Abadon Chayv Adam Lufkos Meishto, V'afilo Achi Kisho Tzederech Yifkedenu, meaning that when you know the time is getting time for a period, then you're supposed to separate, even if it's, you know, not exactly. We extend it a little bit. But over here, you actually have the relationship with her going out. Vakama, how much is what's called close? Amarava Ona, the time when it's supposed to have that the period. Rashi explained, what does that mean? Ona means Imri Gilus Bayom Asur Kola Yom. Imri Gilus Balayla Sur Kola Laila. Not meaning the period, but the time that the period would come and arrive, and it would be the entire day that we would not be with her. The husband wouldn't be with his wife, but that's not the case when they're going on a trip. Well, that's a derabbanan, and therefore we allow that to slide. Bahani Mila Devar of Shus. This is always talking about a case where he's going out with Shus. Rashi says, the Chai of the Pokta, he also the Devar of Shus. The Devar Mitzvah Lo says, Rashi Mishum the Torah be Mitzvah. His mind is occupied on the Mitzvah. Inami, another being is a Mitzvah, the Tash, Shavatam Mitzvah. He's going to be so caught up in the Tash, he's going to forget to do the Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Haval Devar Mitzvah, Mitzvah, he's too Torah. Someone who loves his wife like himself and honors her more than himself, which means that he goes and spends more money on her and buys her nicer things. Rashi says, because she's more embarrassed easily than you are, therefore take care of her more than you. V'amajich banav, someone goes ahead and he guides his kids on the right path and marries them off when they're young, as soon as possible. Then the pasuk says on them, and you're going to know peace. You'll have, and you will know that that your tent is at peace. Ohev is shechenav, someone who loves his neighbor. V'makayv is krovav, is someone who brings closer his relatives. V'anose is basachos, someone who marries his sister's daughter. Rashi explains, since a person is closer with his sister, he's a deeper relationship with his sister than with his brother, then if he marries his sister's daughter, it's going to create a greater love with his own wife. Beep, turn the page. Samech Gimel. V'malvis sela la'oni b'shasachu. Someone lends money to a poor person in a time when he needs it. Olav ha'kosav omer, the pasuk says, Oz tikra v'Hashem ya'aneh. Then you're going to call out, Hashem's going to answer. Tishava v'yomer hineini. You're going to cry out, and Hashem's going to say, here I am. Rashi says, if you look earlier in the pasuk, it spells out, Elo poros l'roi v'lach mecha, go give those who are poor, give them bread, v'aniyah mirudim tavi bayis, kitira orim v'chisiso mibsarecha lo sasalam. It goes through each one of these things, to give bread for people that are hungry, and help the people that are poor, and if you see someone needs clothing, you give them what to wear, and bring your own flesh and blood, bring them close to you. So you see, it's a midah kenegdah, you do all these things, you're going to have all these positive, all these goodnesses come to you. You go and you answer for them, Hashem is going to answer you. Unbelievable. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.